While last week's 5-4 vote was a feather in the cap for advocates of free speech, organizations like Wisconsin's Family Research Institute are troubled by the decision. Executive Director Julaine Appling worries commercial pornographers will now have free rein to lure unsuspecting children to their sites. Even worse, she fears, kids who get hooked could turn to a life of lawlessness.
We've seen it time and time again where it's been played out in the lives of young people who have become addicted to it. And this isn't always the case, but sometimes it does happen where people who have struggled with an addiction to pornography have acted on it. They've molested children. They've raped women. There have been all kinds of crimes that have been committed that had their inception in pornography.
Which is why Appling believes the courts should be making it harder, not easier, for children to access online porn. Joan Burton of the National Coalition Against Censorship disagrees. She says the 1998 law meant to shield minors from sexually explicit material was actually doing more harm than good. She says kids were being denied important and sometimes life-saving health information.
Gay group sex education, breast cancer research, all of these have been given as examples of materials that get excluded when you're trying to protect kids from sex.
Current blocking software often misinterprets legitimate keyword searches.
Mars exploration, because the computer reads it as sex.
While Burton concedes crafty pornographers can still outsmart many of the filters on the market, she's hopeful technology will soon catch up. In the meantime, she doesn't want anyone, least of all Congress, telling her what's best for her kids.
It really is the role of parents, not the government, to decide what their children should be exposed to.
That, apparently, is also the opinion of the High Court based on last week's ruling. Though no solution is likely to be 100% foolproof, the justices would rather promote more effective monitoring tools for parents to use than put a muzzle on free speech. Catherine Braun, Wisconsin Public Radio.